right now in the middle of Daf Beis and Mubeis. Want some tea? What are you looking for, your pencil? Middle of Daf Beis and Mubeis. We have the two dots over there. We just finished a big discussion of the eight Eimba. Hopefully we have it pretty clear. If not, we can schmooze it out again with the Chavrusa time. Happy to talk about it. I was very proud of our shot yesterday we had about the Raglan Ladavar. I think it's a nice idea. Elazar asked the question. I didn't say it in the tape, but Dr. Roseman and I worked out together with Elazar. It was a nice shot, I think. Anyway, it's two dots right now where the quoting the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua Omer Mekanila Al Pishnayim. A reminder, Rabbi Eliezer holds that two Edom are required for the Kinnah, and only one is required for the stira. That one could even be you yourself, the person himself. Rabbi Yeshua says it requires two for both the kina and for the stira. Again, I'm talking about all about the tumah. We did that. That tumah was yesterday. Not within the tumah discussion, but the kina and the stira beis mabeis. About 15 lines, 6 lines on the top of the page, where the two dots are. So the Gemara announces the following: two dots in the beis mabeis. First two set of two dots. Says the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua's law? And Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that you have to have two for kina and two for stira. You can't have one for stira. Why does it say you require two for both kina and stira? So Amar Kra Ba. Now again, that word Ba is from the word Aid Ein Ba. Reminder, what did the word Aid Ein Ba teach us? Aid with the Binyan Av taught us two. We don't have two, but we do have one. That was regarding a case of. What part of the scenario was that? Tumah, right? Ba, says Rabbi Yeshua, Ba by Tumah, you can have one, but Ba is a limiting word. Here and only here. Here you have one, and only here you have one. Meaning you do not have one when it comes to Kinnah and Stira. So says Rabbi Yeshua, the word Ba, Eid Ein Ba, there aren't two Ba. Dafka, here you can use only one. As opposed to the other, we'll say it by Tumah. But the other two parts of the process, which is kina and sira, there you have to have two. That's the Gemara's title here. Ba velo bekino, kinoi, ba velo bestira. Rabbi Eliezer knew, what are you going to say back? Omer ba velo bekinoi. He agrees that ba is a limiting word. Ba means over here too, and not somewhere else too. What's that not somewhere else? He says, by kina you need to have two. I mean, over here, sorry, ba over here you don't need two, you can only have one. But not somewhere else. There you need to have two. Where do you need two? By kinnah. But that's where he draws the line. He assumes by stira you can even use one. The Gemara wants to know why. The ema ba. Sorry. Yeah. The ema ba below bestira. Why would you assume that the ba? We know the ba is definitely limiting something. Something needs two. Rabbi Eliezer says what needs two? Kinnah needs two. Stira could still use one. Ba means eight aim ba. You only can have one ba here. You can only have one here by tumah, but somewhere else you need two. What is somewhere else? Kina. Why don't we assume somewhere else is stira? Ba just means that over here, dafka, there is one is allowed, but somewhere else there's not one allowed. And Rabbi Lezer says, yeah, by kina you need to have two. Ba, by the tumah, you can have one, but by kina you need to have two. The Gemara says, why are you so confident that the ba means by kina you need two? It means by stira. Why don't we say ba? Here, by tumah, you could have one. Below by stira, you need two also. Like Rabbi Yeshua said. Mara says, no. Stira is kishlut tumah. I'll prove to you that stira only requires one, because we have a hekesh in the pasuk connecting stira and tumah. What's the pasuk? It says the pasuk. Vinistira, vinitma. It says vinistira, stira, vinitma, tumah. Stira, tumah together. Must be that sira is like tumah, that all you need is one. And when the word said, when the pasuk says aid ein ba, here you can have one, that's enough. But somewhere else you need two. Well, that somewhere else is not sira, because sira is connected to tumah. What's left? Kina. So by kinoi, you need to have two. So the Gemara says, hekesh words v'nistira v'hini tumah. We're connecting the same pasuk tumah and sira. We said yesterday tumah, it's enough to have one. How do you have to have one? Because aid ein ba with the binyan av, aid means two. Aid ein ba, you don't need two. Ba, here you don't need two, but somewhere else you would need two. Was it somewhere else? Kinnah. We say, what, maybe it's stira? No, because stira is connected to tumah. Vinistara, vahini tumah. Same pasuk, stira and tumah together. Says the Gemara, excuse me. I can show you also a hekesh between kina and tumah. Kinoi nami is kishlo tumah. Dichsiv the kina is ishto, the kina is ishto, v'hini tumah. There's kina and tumah in the same pasuk also. So there's an equal level of hekesh between kina and tumah as there is between stira and tumah. So we just lost our proof again. Rabbi Eliezer holds you only need one by stira, you need two by tumah. By kina, by kina. What's the source? You need two by kina, because by tumah it says aid ein ba. You only need one ba over here. Somewhere else you need two. What's that somewhere else? Kina. Why are you so confident that kina needs two, and stira can have only one? What's your source? And we just thought it was a hekesh, but he said there's a hekesh in both cases. So neither one is a good argument to say. Again, the hekesh is not going to do it for us to assume that you can have one by stira while you need two by kina. I am not biased. Okay, take a step back. Take a step back. The Gemara says eight aimba. Right? What does eight aimba mean?
There is not two witnesses, there's only one. And we're saying that.
What case was that by?
Tumah.
Good.
Everybody agrees.
Excellent. Excellent. The question is, do you need two? What do you need by the other ones? Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Yeshua says you need two for all of them, besides for tumah. Why? Because the word ba, what does the word ba teach us? Here, ain aid. Here, regarding tumah, you only need one. But that's ba. Ba means dafka here, you need only one. But elsewhere, Rabbi Yeshua says you need two. Ba, here by tumah you need one, but not by kina. Here you need two. Not by stira, there you need two. What's Rabbi Eliezer going to say back to that? He says, no, I agree with you that ba says you only need one by tumah. And you need two somewhere else. Where is that somewhere else? By kina. But kina you need two. Not by stira. We say, why not by stira? Why are you so confident by stira also? He says, there's a hekesh by stira. It says, v'nistra v'hinit ma. The Torah connects stira to tumah. Just like everyone agrees tumah requires only one, the hekesh makes tumah like stira, that stira also only needs one.
What is the hekesh exactly?
V'nistra v'hinit ma. The same pasuk describes stira and tumah. For what reason? To compare
that both require one.
Good.
According to
Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Says Gemara back to Rabbi Eliezer, excuse me. I'll show you a pasuk where we also connect kina with tumah. It says, the lashon of the pasuk is, the kina is ishto, v'hi nitma. Again, a pasuk, middle base of a base, the pasuk there puts in the same context, kina and tumah. And therefore we should say tumah only requires one, and the pasuk is connecting it to kina. Kina also only requires one. If tumah requires only one, right, eight aimba, and the pasuk is connecting kina to tumah, it says again, v'kinas ishto v'hi nitma, kina and tumah together, same pasuk, it's called the hekesh. Just like tumah can use only one is enough, so too kina should be one enough. Kasha on Rabbi Eliezer's suggestion. No, because if you, what's Rabbi Eliezer's proof? There's a hekesh by stira to tumah, and therefore stira only needs one. We say back to him, if you want to go the hekesh route, there's also a hekesh by tumah to kina. Not Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua never said it's based on a hekesh. Rabbi Yeshua didn't learn a hekesh; he learned ba.
But everyone comes out with a
no.
You need two witnesses for warning her.
Correct, but again, it's only a problem if you assume the source for applying ba one aid to. Again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the word ba is a lima that teaches you only here by tumah do we say you can have one. Everywhere else, you need to have two. Everywhere else, kina, stira, you need to two.
Given.
Ba means dafka here, ain ba. In it and only it.
The most logical one because he is 2-2-1.
Yeah.
He's got one here and everywhere else two.
And you can't that's argue logic. That.
Correct.
You can't bring a pasuk to argue with.
No, you could, but the pasuk is a hekesh. Hekesh is a limud. He has a pasuk also, meaning he doesn't agree with the hekesh limud. He has his own limud. The word ba is limud. But if you hold that the way you know one by stira is through a hekesh, that's your limud. Then what makes this hekesh, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds as a hekesh to teach you that one works just like by tumah, also by stira, I can show you an equal hekesh that exists by kina.
Yeah, but I can show you equal gezeirah shavos, but some are accepted and some are not.
Hekeshes are not required to be learned by your Rebbe. A gezeirah shavos is required to be learned by your Rebbe. Oh, we did. There's a Masechet Sukkah. We had this discussion, and the Gemara there has a whole discussion between Tosfos and Rashi and Machlokes. Correct. But Tosfos point out we only hold Gzeirah Shavah require the help of a Rebbe, and never, nothing. Everything else you can use on your own. Make Hekesh on your own if you wanted to. It's not Gzeirah Shavah. Right, and that's tell me why it's different. Yeah, Gzeirah Shavah is something that's very very limited to whatever the Rebbe told you. Hekesh we can take didn't apply them. So according to Rebbe Eliezer only, who said the source for one or two is based on a hekesh between tumah and stira. You only need one by tumah and one by stira. Also, we say back to him, you who are saying it's a hekesh, how do you explain the fact that there's also an equal hekesh that should be by kinah as well? So you're the hekesh no better than that one. Again, Rabbi Yeshua was consistent. Ba is saying here and only here, but you who learned it from a hekesh. Well, there's both hekesh in both directions? Question mark. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Let me take a new approach as to why it only applies. Ba will limit one from kinah. You need to have two by kinah. You can have one still by stira. What's the source? Mi rechmana ba. Sorry. Yeah, the Gemara over here says, no. Mi rechmana ba. That's the answer. Ah, you said to me, there should be a hekesh also from tumah to kinah. But the Torah, the rechmana, is meat. Meaning it limits that hekesh and say and says, though you might think to make a hekesh between tumah and kinah, the words eid ein ba are telling you not to make such a hekesh. Again, you are correct that there is a limud. What am I looking at? Yeah. Again, we'll read one more line up with that. Ready? It says, "Where kinoi nami is kishle tuma zichsev kines ishto v'initma." So Gemara over here says, "No, ha that meaning that hekesh you want to make between tuma and kina, don't make that hekesh. Why not? Because mi rachmana ba, the Torah there told you aid ein ba, means somewhere out there we're going to limit and say you can't use one, you need to have two. Because ba means dafka here and not somewhere else." Not anywhere else. That was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not somewhere else. So even though you're right that the pasuk had a hekesh between tumah and kinah, but the ba of ein ba will say don't make that hekesh between tumah and between kinah for the word ba. Now the question is, excuse me, why did you choose to attribute the ba limitation to the hekesh between tumah and kinah and not to tumah and stira? We'll left right out with the following point. Listen very closely. We have the word ba. The word ba is a miut. Eid ein ba means dafka here you only require one, but somewhere else you must require two. There's only two options where that could be. There's kinah. What's that? Correct. Explaining the lashon of the Gemara, either by kinah you require two, or by stira you require two.
Or both,
but we know according to Rabbi Eliezer, he requires only one of those to have two. He requires kinah only to have two. We said, why are you assuming kinah has two, but stira has only one? I have a hekesh by stira between stira and tumah. Say, excuse me, you have a hekesh by kinah also that kinah is like tumah. So there's no better difference. He says, yeah, you're right, but the word ba, eid ein ba, by tumah tells you don't make the hekesh between tumah and between kinah. We said, what? Why? Why you choose to knock out that hekesh? Where's this hekesh? What gives you the right to reject the kinah tumah hekesh and keep in place the stira tumah hekesh? Look at the Gemara. So the Gemara, umara is. What did you see? Meaning, what did you see fit to reject this hekesh and not that hekesh? Umara is. What did you see? Yeah. Why did you choose to apply ba as a mute to the hekesh between tumah and kinah, and not as a meet to the hekesh between tumah and stira?
I have written down in my note umara eat to make the hekesh to stira.
Why did you see fit to allow? Same thing I said in the reverse order. Why did you allow the hekesh to work by stira and not work by kinah? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mistabra, it's very logical. What's the logic? Stira adifa shkein osarta. Kitsuma. Stira is better. What does better mean? It means we should be quicker to pull the trigger on stira. It's more machmir. Why should we be more machmir? Even one. What's that? It's stronger.
you say pull the trigger, you mean we should be quicker to accept that hekesh?
Not the hekesh, but the din. The din, no, we should accept the hekesh. We want to accept the din that stira requires only one. Why? Because it's a stronger, more machmir moment in time. We should be more machmir with it. Meaning, what's more of a chumrah? To require one to make it problematic or two to make it problematic? What's a chumrah? You only need one as a chumrah. All you require is one to make this a problem. Right? If you require two, that means we're less quick to make this a problem. So the chumrah would be one. Since stira is more intense and machmir than kinna is, we should treat it that way also regarding how many edim you need. Now what makes it more intense? Says the Gemara, stira adifa, stira is more intense than kinna, shkin osarta kituma. The moment that you have stira, it's usur to be with her husband. We said this yesterday a little bit, right? That's what we had yesterday about the chazaka. The moment you have stira, at that point in time, you can close up shop. She can't be with her husband anymore, just like if it was summa. Now obviously there's a way to fix it if you drink mesota, but until that happens, she's just as usur when she has stira as if she had mamash tuma. Just as usur right now. The moment we have kinna, the moment that we have kinna and stira, the wife is usur to her husband. Period. We'll get to that soon. We'll get to that very soon. But bottom line is as follows. Since we see that the status of stira, when you have stira, it creates an isser just like tuma, so it makes more sense to compare the dinim of tuma to the dinim of stira. And kinna's not like that at all. If you only had kinna, there's no status change. She can still be with her husband if you only had kinna. So since stira is very similar to tuma regarding the fact that she's usser leba'ala, it makes sense to share the dinam then between kinna, between tuma, and between stira, one for both of them. That's why we took that hekesh and rejected the other hekesh. What's that? You could, but by tuma, which is the most serious one of all, how much do we need to require by tuma? Right, and that's the most serious of all. So clearly, the more serious it is, the more serious we treat it regarding we're quicker to pull the trigger. One person saw them. Only one person saw them. And a chanami, but only one person saw them. If one person is enough to believe, good, then one person has to believe also by stira. To kill. You need two to kill. That's not the button said by here? Oh, not in that regular case. Yeah, what? Yeah. That's more lenient. That's more lenient. You're allowing more by saying the way you do it. It's called lenient because you're allowing more your way. It takes longer to be a problem. It's allowing more. You're more allowing than I am because you're requiring two people.
But really, it's a cooler here.
Your demand of more is a leniency. You're requiring two is a leniency.
You can make her also with one, right? Or you can make her also with two. Which one is more lenient? It's more lenient if you require two to make her also. If you can make her also with one, that's a chumrah.
So we're saying over here, since Tuma and Sira have that in common, be more strict with Sira. Even one aide who watches it, that's enough for us to throw down the hammer at her and say, okay, you're us or your husband right now as well. Now that is the argument we're making right now. The Gemara says quickly responds back to that. Not so fast. Why are you assuming that Sira is more adif than kinna? Adarabba. First word in the line, the second wide line. To the contrary. Kinna adif. Kinoi adif. Shkin ikur garamla. Everything begins by kinna. Meaning, kinna starts the ball rolling. It's the ikur of everything. If you don't have kinna, then you have nothing at the end of the day. So shouldn't we be more strict to make it quicker to be a problem when you actually get the ball off the ground? It should be quicker to be a problem.
So everything else is allowed if I don't have
kiddush? Yeah, if you do stira only, it doesn't it's not creating problems at all. Gemara says, so you should, right now you want to tell me that stira, that kiddush is the most important part of this whole process? Because ikar garmla, what do you mean? Ilav stira kinoi mi ika. If there wasn't stira afterwards, the kinoi doesn't, who cares about it? Meaning kinoi may start the ball rolling, but it's like it has no guts to itself. It has nothing beyond, it's just a ball starter. It doesn't do anything else besides start the ball rolling. Meaning without the stira afterwards, nothing takes place by kinoi. So it's true, without it, stira might be meaningless, but with it, it's nothing also. So you're sitting here trying to make such a big deal with kinoi only? Doesn't matter. If there's kinoi, is this a warning? And if she violated that warning without someone watching it? Without a stira, noticeable stira?
You need both.
Good. So the fact that kinoi starts the ball rolling, very nice. But with kinoi, without stira, there's nothing going on. Says the Gemara, next line, Darren says, Ve'ilav kinoi stira mayahani? ? If you only have stira without kinoi, or exclamation points, ve'ilav kinoi stira mayahani, what benefit is there in the stira if you don't have the ball rolling? So we right now we're at the following point in time. Ve'ilav kinoi stira mayahani. Without kinoi, steroid, what is the steroid? What benefit? What gain is there? The steroid does nothing at all. There's no change. What's that? No. Two people alone in the room. Nothing more than that. No kinoi.
You could go to parents even, and you want to be in the room with a male teacher. That means nothing.
With kinoi, followed by stira, then we have something to talk about. But stira alone, guy walks into a woman's house. He wants to, he's fixing the laundry machine. Walks out 5 minutes later. The laundry was fixed. If two people saw that happen, she's not ushered her husband. It requires a kinoi to present that in a certain context. It's usher, right? It's usher. By the way, maybe not. Bala b'ir, it's not even usher, right? Bala b'ir, even without her open bala b'ir. Right? So again, so either way, the point is either way, it's not stira. Could be any access you would have, or open window. The point is that it's not considered stira then. It's not considered stira. Either way, the point right now is as follows. The point is that we have right now equal arguments both directions. Kinoi alone does nothing. Stira without kinoi does nothing either. So we have yet to present a reason as to why we would choose to accept the hekesh between tumah and between tumma and stira, and reject the one because the word ba between tumma and kinoi. We have not figured it out yet. Because every time I suggested one thing, we had an equal counter suggestion to it.
Rabbi Lezer is in a corner still now.
Well, yeah, we're trying to figure out his shot. Right, we have not found his shot yet. We don't get it. Okay, Rabbi Lezer is stuck. Why is he stuck?
Remind myself, Rabbi
Elazar
is the one who said what? He said, you only need one for stira.
Correct. Right? Only one for stira. Why is he stuck? Because I can't figure out why would you learn only one for stira, but two for kinoi. I can't figure out. What's the logic behind it? Everything that stira has, kinoi has the same, equal and opposite. You have a hekesh here, you have a hekesh over there. You have logic here, you have logic over there. Nothing works out the other one. So where do you learn out the ba limits kinoi, and you have to have two by kinoi. By stira, we have a hekesh to teach you only one by stira. Where are you using that from? Why is stira stronger than kinoi? Everything you told me about stira has an equal and opposite possibility by kinoi. You've yet to demonstrate that stira has a greater connection.
Why are we being more chumrah? Why is Rabbi Eliezer being more chumrah on stira?
Correct.
By only requiring one witness?
Exactly. Says Gemara. But we started that way and we said, what do you mean? It only asters with kinoi first. I mean, nothing by itself is significant enough to be like noticeable, which means that we have yet to demonstrate why stira deserves a chumra more than kinoi does. Gemara said over here, afilu hachi, third line from the wide lines, stira adifa. Why? It's the beginning of tumah. What does that mean? Everyone agrees tumah is a problem? Yes. For tumah, you need only one? For sure. Well, since tumah only happens when there is stira to make it happen, so stira is the beginning of tumah. What does stira mean? What is the case of stira? When you are secluded. That's what leads to tumma. So because in order to have a tumma, it requires a stira, it's like the beginning of the tumma. The stira's, so I'm looking for a reason why I should connect the rule of tumma, requiring only one aid, to stira, more than I would connect that rule to kinnah. And we just found it. This is Gemara Tesis point. Because in order to have tumma, you need to start with a stira. You don't need a kinnah to have a tumma. You can have no kinnah and still have tumma. Not the halachic process of tumma, but the mice of tumma can happen without kinnah also. A person can sleep with a woman without having any jealousy statements made in advance. Not really. Not really.
I'm Newcastle, trust me.
Okay, I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know what that means, but I'm gonna keep it there.
I'm like white trashy area. Yeah. You don't need to be in private.
I would argue that even in Newcastle, I've never been there, but tumma does not happen in public. It doesn't happen in public. It's I imagine it's illegal in every single country in the world probably to do tumma in public.
Adultery is illegal as well.
Okay, that's true. But in public it's a double whammy. So I can't imagine there not being a stira.
So even if they were huge gomei chasadim and they wanted to share their bodies with somebody else, they still are by shonim and they were not doing it in public.
Okay, either way, the bottom line is that for 99.99% of the cases, to have a tumma usually is preceded with stira.
It sounds like the first hekesh.
No. It's not a hekesh. The hekesh was not logical.
I know, but the first hekesh had this effectively the same argument, which is stira is closer to tumma.
Nah, it's just a pasuk. It's a complete technical drusha. This is a practical point. But we are using the hekesh, but not because it's a hekesh, because we have a reason to use the hekesh more than the other one. Okay?
Didn't we have a similar about
yes. What's Gorim Liyayin Shiyavo? Correct. Is a Kiddush Gorim Liyayin Shiyavo? Exactly. How do you look at it? No, it's very similar. It's correct. It's very similar. Excellent. It's a good point. Very good. Very similar of what you're having.
Where was that?
Bishamah Beis Hillel. Bishamah Beis Hillel. Kinda Gorim Liyayin Shiyavo. Yeah, I thought it was fourth parak. Fifth parak? We'll look at it up later. We'll look it up. Okay, says the Gemara. We'll check up in a minute. Says the Gemara as follows. Back in the Gemara. We're now in a whole new piece. A whole new piece, a whole new discussion, where the Gemara now is going to analyze for us the...
When we said Adifa, what we were referring to is that we're looking to find which one we want to associate with the...
Which hekesh we're going to be using.
What?
Which hekesh we're going to be using. We have two equal hekeshes.
Right.
Which hekesh we're going to be using...
In order to
learn out, they only require one by...
By what?
By whichever one it is, whichever hekesh it is.
So basically, Adifa means which one is a better case to Taina that you only need one aid as opposed to two.
Right. Okay, back in the Gemara. I do things once right now, I should stop. Okay. Says the Gemara as follows, a whole new sugya right now. We quoted the Mishnah two opinions. We're not going to point out there's a third opinion we never mentioned. And not in the Mishnah, but it's also an opinion. It says the Gemara, Masnis Vloki Aitana. Our Mishnah, not like the following Tana. Time we learn a Brisa. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishnah Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda quotes our Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. Lezer in our Mishnah. It says the following. Hamakana Leishto Mekana Alpi Eid Echad O Alpi Atzmo Umashkela Alpi Shnayim. Rabbi Lezer still says you need one in a certain case, and only two in the other, but the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda flips around the order. He says, you need one by kinnah and two by stira. What's the proof? Before we get to the proof, we'll see 1 second. The Gemara then says, Shivu Chum the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum responded, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said his din, according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, they said, what are you talking about? According to you, Ein L'davar Sof. There's no end to your psak. I mean, you're creating, well, Gemara will say what that means soon, but you're creating a whole lot of problems by giving over that psak. By saying you need one for kinnah, and it can even be you, and two for stira, will create ein l'davar sof, you're going to create chaos in the world. The Gemara will tell you why very soon, not yet, But the Gemara is going to put that on the side, that line.
It'll be easier to
we'll get to those issue. We'll get to the issue in a minute. The Gemara will explain it. But right now, the Gemara is going to first analyze why would we have thought Rabbi Eliezer would say two, one by Kina and two by Stira. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is going to ask a question right now. My time, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold that you need one for Kina and two for Stira? Amar Kra Ba. The Torah says Eid Ein Ba. By the case of Tuma, Ba is a limiting word, which means Ba over here you only can use one. Below Bastira, by Stira you need to have two. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? We had this very similar Gemara earlier, but it's the reverse way. Ve'ima Ba below Bikinoi. Why are you assuming that the Ba is limiting Stira and it requires two? Maybe it limits Kina and requires two.
What meaning
1 8? 1 8. Over here, Dafka needs 1 8. You can't find it. He found it. It is in the end? Nun Vav. Very good. Kol HaKavod. I think it's in Brachos also, no? It's in the 8th pack of Brachos. Nun, something like that. I thought that's where I remember it from. But Brachos somewhere? It'll be here somewhere. If it is, I don't know. Nun Aleph. Makes sense. That's why when you said Nunav, I was like, whoa, that sounds familiar to me, but I think it was Brachos. Anyways, back into the Gemara over here. The Gemara says right now, why are you assuming it's a better match to limit the din of one? And say, no, Stira needs two, but Kinna needs one. Why are you choosing Kinna to need one, but Stira still needs two? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Kinoi is Kishli Tumah. Because we know Kinna is connected to Tumah in the Pasuk. The Siv. The kina is ishto, but he needs ma. Right? The kina, tuma, same pasuk. Tuma's one. Kina's also one. Hekish. Gemara says back what we saw earlier. What do you mean? Sira nami is kish to tuma. Sira has an equal connection to tuma. As it says in the pasuk, Siv, nistra, he needs ma. Question mark. So we have right now an equal level of hekish between tuma and sira. Again, it's the reverse opinion. Biosi bar Yehuda quoted Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah in a different way, the exact opposite version of him. One for kina. Two for Stira. And now we're going to go back and forth like we had earlier, but the reverse way. Why do you assume it applies to Kina? Hekish. Well, it's also Hekish by Stira. What gives you the right to take that Hekish versus this Hekish? Why are you choosing one, not the other one? So that's Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, no. When the Pasuk is connecting Tumah to Stira, it's for Dr. Rosenbaum's favorite discussion in the Gemara. Hahu Lekama Shir Stira. There, that connection, the Hekish between Stira and Tumah is to explain to you what exactly is a shear of Stira. Kedei Tumah hu da'asa. Meaning, the hekesh that we have between Tumah and between Stira is to share with us just how much is the shear of Stira. And the answer is, kedei Tumah. That's what hu da'asa. What does it mean, hu da'asa? That's what? That's what hekesh is for. The hekesh is to teach me there is a connection between Tumah and between Stira. But not the one that you think it is. Not that you can use one for both. You need two for Stira. Then what's the Hekesh doing? Teach me Stira is connected to Tumah. It's telling me that just like, that what's considered the shear of Stira as a problem, the shear of Stira is the amount of time it takes to have Tumah. To be with a woman, that's the shear. The Hekesh between Stira and Tumah is not a Hekesh of one aid to one aid. It's a Hekesh to tell me just how much time is there at Isra of Stira. And the answer is, Kedei Tumah. That's the answer. So we have only one real Hekesh right now, connecting the din of Eid Echad from Tumah. And that is to Kina. The other Hekesh between Tumah and between Stira is not about how many Eidim you need. It's about how long a time period would Stira be to be a problem. And the answer is, Kedei Tumah. That's the Gemara's answer.
What
are we going
to do with
Ba? He used Ba. Ba. Right. No. Ba below Stira. Ba below Stira. What does Ba teach you? Eid Ein Ba. You can use one here, Dafka. You have to use two by Stira. So what's the Hekesh then doing between Stira and Tumah? Not tell you one. That we know it's Ba. You have to have two over there. So what's the Hekesh for? The Shira of Stira is Kedei Tumah. Okay, that is the drasha right now the Gemara is giving. That's the drasha. What's that? Not for one day. Stop over here.
I've got a taxi interview there. Not just because someone turned up.